From Colorado Public Radio News, I'm Anna Pinoca. Colorado's aerospace industry takes center stage tomorrow at the annual Space Symposium in Colorado Springs. Hundreds of space industry professionals from all over the world are spending the week at the Broadmoor Hotel. Governor John Hickenlooper will join them tomorrow to sign a bill that could pave the way for Colorado to build its own spaceport. All this is happening as America's space program is at a crossroads. Colorado Public Radio's Judith Smeltzer has more.
It was somehow fitting that just as this year's National Space Symposium was getting into full swing, Space Shuttle Discovery was being shipped off from Kennedy Space Center in Florida to its new home at the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. That's air traffic control talking to the pilots of the jet that took Discovery on its last flight over Washington's National Mall. The end of the space shuttle program last summer signaled the start of a new era in America's space program.
It will allow us to more fully utilize the International Space Station and to explore farther than ever before with humans, first to an asteroid and then on to Mars.
That's NASA's Lori Garver. The Orion capsule that's supposed to take astronauts to those far-off places is being designed here in Colorado. That's just one of the things the state is bragging about at this week's Space Symposium. Vicki Lee with the Colorado Space Coalition is at the event. I asked her what the state's companies are exhibiting.
One that springs to mind is Sierra Nevada Corporation's Dream Chaser space plane to carry passengers and cargo to and from the International Space Station. They're working on NASA's Commercial Crew Development Program. So we're excited to have those folks working on that here in Colorado.
And that's the one that looks kind of like a mini space shuttle, right?
It does.
Governor Hickenlooper is going to be signing a bill that would help Colorado become a spaceport or build a spaceport. What exactly does this new law do? And are we really going to see people launching into space from Metro Denver sometime soon?
Maybe not in the next year or two, but certainly it's something that we see in the longer term. Senate Bill 35 focuses on limited liability for spaceflight activity here in Colorado. This is something that companies who are looking to locate on the spaceport, they require this in order to move forward.
If this spaceport is built, it would not be someplace where we would see major big rocket launches. What would happen at this spaceport?
When we talk about spaceports, most of those historically have been focused on vertical launch, and I think that's what the public and folks are most familiar with. Here in Colorado, we'd be focusing on horizontal launches, so planes that would take off like a regular plane, and then when they reach a certain altitude, that's when they would go suborbital.
Vicki Lee with the Colorado Space Coalition. She hopes a spaceport would help attract new aerospace companies to Colorado. Another selling point, she says, are the state's research institutions. I called CU Boulder professor Jack Burns to find out about his latest project.
My research group is working with Lockheed Martin pretty closely right now on a early mission to the moon using the Orion capsule. And what's new and different, it will put us in a different orbit above the far side of the moon. The far side of the moon is totally unexplored. And so we're working on some science missions such that astronauts aboard the Orion capsule who are above the lunar far side can operate remotely rovers on the surface to explore what is the oldest impact crater in the solar system and to deploy some of our radio telescopes.
Well, this is very interesting because the Constellation program, which was the program that was originally supposed to replace the space shuttle, had a goal of sending a man back to the moon or an astronaut back to the moon. But that was abandoned. So it sounds like maybe you're suggesting that NASA is moving back towards putting the moon back in the program.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the case. In part, it's budgetary. And this new direction, unlike Constellation, is not talking about putting any humans on the surface for the next few years. Anytime you're talking about particularly putting humans on the surface of the moon or Mars, it's an enormous expense. So this new approach of human and machines together, in which we put unmanned landers on the surface of the moon, is a more affordable way to go.
That's CU Boulder professor Jack Burns. His project illustrates a belt-tightening trend across the space industry, and that's another theme of this year's National Space Symposium. The event wraps up Thursday in Colorado Springs. Judith Smeltzer, Colorado Public Radio News.